Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast talking about lots of sunshine for today. We will have a high of about 75 degrees. In the area, temperature-wise, we're looking in Kenosha. Right now it's 53 degrees. Skies are clear. Still rather cool in Burlington, 44 degrees at this hour. Milwaukee, 56. And in Racine, it is also 56 degrees. Racine police identified the man who was shot and killed Sunday night at a home in the 1600 block of Taylor Avenue is 34-year-old Vaughn Chapman, but few other details are being released. He died of a gunshot wound to the head. His death is being investigated as a homicide. Officers and paramedics called out to a home before 9 o'clock Sunday night, found the victim. Taylor Avenue between 16th and 17th Streets then closed off for several hours for the investigation. Anybody with information, contact Racine Police or go through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Meanwhile, for the second time in a 24-hour period, police were called out to deal with a shooting incident. This one occurred last night around Albert and LaSalle Streets. A 33-year-old man said he was driving around that intersection when he was shot in the leg. Paramedics and officers found him at a home in the 1400 block of LaSalle from where he was taken to the hospital. At least one shell casing may have been recovered, according to an early report. Otherwise, there is, again, little information available, prompting police to again ask the public for help. 3 weeks after it occurred, an investigation continues into the shooting death of Fox Lake police officer Charles Glenowitz. Lake County Sheriff's Detective Chris Cavelli says gunshot residue and ballistics testing results are in, but they are inconclusive at this point.
Those reports, gunshot residue and ballistic tests, do not support or exclude any specific theory in this investigation.
Detective Cavelli did say they are still looking at the shooting as a homicide. Lieutenant Glenowitz radioed he was chasing three suspects at the time. They have thus far not been found. It was just about this time last week, Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Patrick Crooks announced he was going to be retiring. Yesterday, he passed away while in office.
Chief Justice Patience Rogensack said in a statement that Justice Crooks died Monday in his chambers inside the Capitol building. Cause of death has not been released, but the news came just hours after the 77-year-old was last seen at an administrative hearing. Crooks, who announced just last week he was not seeking re-election in the spring, had served on the High Court since 1996. Rogensack described him as an outstanding jurist, a thoughtful decision-maker, and a colleague with a wonderful Irish sense of humor. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Of course, the big news yesterday, Governor Scott Walker announcing he had suspended his presidential campaign. Did not mention Donald Trump by name, but the governor made it pretty clear in announcing his decision that he hopes it's going to help the party refocus on a much more conservative message.
I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive, conservative alternative to the current front runner.
He exited the race after a month of rapidly dropping support for his candidacy, urging those other candidates to consider following him in order to refocus the party around the central conservative message. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairperson Martha Lanning, not surprised by the decision, but says it's unfortunate now the people of Wisconsin have to live with the results of the extreme agenda that Governor Walker had pushed in order to boost his presidential campaign. State Assembly Democratic leader Peter Barkas says the governor may be out of the race, but the legacy of his run, that he said is going to be felt in the state of Wisconsin for years to come.
You know, I truly believe the governor strategically passed, you know, the extreme right-wing policies in hopes that that element of his party would support his presidential run. And now, unfortunately, we're stuck with the policies that have, you know, desperately hurt education. Putting us behind in infrastructure and is making it harder for the middle class to make ends meet.
Barca adding that he's hopeful Republicans will recognize that the agenda that the failed governor is also not working for the people of Wisconsin. Big group out of the Green Bay Catholic Diocese heading east today. They're going to go see Pope Francis in Philadelphia. Led with a bus trip organizer, Amy Koala says a lot of enthusiasm for this trip.
We have 111 to include Bishop Ricken. 12 of those are Hispanic families from our diocese, Gianna Mola members, and some that serve in ministerial areas in our parishes.
Besides going to the public papal mass, which is next Sunday, Koala says they're going to be taking part in the World Meeting of Families Congress sessions and will be touring four shrines. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley got an invitation to go see the Pope, bringing along Marquette University President Mike Lovell. 2016 budget proposal for the Village of Caledonia. It includes maintaining the overall levy of just under $13.3 million, no capital borrowing, and $30,000 for a study about leaving Racine Unified. First budget plan from Administrator Tom Christensen, who said that reasonable assumptions now will be adjusted as the process unfolds.
An example of that is the local government property insurance fund is still going to be in existence. However, they're anticipating premium increases of up to 85%. We're out shopping that around, so we're not going to pay 85%. I made an assumption of a 20% increase for purposes of this preliminary budget. However, the agent called me and said I should anticipate much more than that, probably 40%.
Among the challenges next year, according to Christensen, replacing one of the fire trucks, that is a six-figure purchase. Meanwhile, new fire EMS contracts with North Bay and Wind Point will help to cover two firefighter positions and to keep the same levy. The annual recycling charge, that'll be going up a little less than $6 to $44.70 annually. Caledonia's budget public hearing is November the 16th. City Council in Kenosha last night approving an agreement between the city and the Kenosha Arts Association for use of community development block grant funding. It's going to help to rehab the old Kresge building downtown at the northwest corner of 6th Avenue and 58th Street. Robert Snyder's the executive director of the Kenosha Community Foundation, supporting the deal, noting his group has been working with the Arts Association in their fundraising efforts.
Our board is behind this project. We think it's a worthwhile project for downtown Kenosha to repurpose this building, that the purpose they intend to use it for fits in well with the overall development that's going downtown.
The agreement allows the arts group to use up to $174,000 in CDBG funding to eliminate conditions considered a detriment to public health and safety. Work will include the roof, the electrical, heating, cooling in the building. It also requires this deal to be completed the work within 18 months and that the association get into a long-term lease or an option to buy the building within that time. Well, existing home sales in southeast Wisconsin for the month of August, they ended up with a 5.4% increase. And through the 8 months of this year so far, it's up 11.4%.
Breaking it down locally, home sales last month jumped almost 37% in Racine, with a 2% uptick in Milwaukee, but an 8.8% decline in Kenosha. January through August had Racine County sales up 21%, with an 8.7% increase in Kenosha County and a 5.4% improvement for Milwaukee. Median price with August sales compared to a year ago showed a 4.7% boost in Racine County, a 3% increase for Milwaukee, and a 4.5% decline in Kenosha. Median prices through 8 months were up 12.4% in Racine County, 10.2% in Kenosha, and 8% in Milwaukee. The WRA says every region of the state showed sales increases this summer. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Tonight in Kenosha, there's a meeting scheduled for folks in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. That'll be at 6 o'clock in the Orbaletti building, which is at the park. It's promoted as a chance for citizens to meet with police and city officials about any concerns regarding the neighborhood. Got a little bit of attention earlier this year when the basketball hoops, you might remember, were removed and the court closed due to fights. Past community meetings have included residents fearful of retaliation for calling police to complain about problems. And there could be a formal deal announced between the city of Racine and Kenny's on Main. That's a bar that was targeted for a due process hearing because of activities this year, which included underage patrons and patrons later involved in fatal traffic crashes. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee agenda for tonight includes the listing of a stipulation agreement. Otherwise, there is the due process hearing, which has been scheduled for tomorrow night. WRJN.com is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast whenever you want in podcast form. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.